This is Bob Brunello. This is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Senator Ron Johnson's office says he knew nothing about a list of fake electors a staff member wanted to hand over to a member of Vice President Mike Pence's staff, and it never happened. The revelation came out Tuesday during the January 6th committee meeting in Washington. Democrats had the expected hair-on-fire reaction led by back-of-the-pack candidate Tom Nelson of Appleton, calling on Senator Johnson to resign. Meanwhile, yesterday's Marquette Law School poll shows Johnson is within the margin of error against three of the Democrats challenging him and beating one outright for a third term in D.C. More politics. If he survives his primary, Congressman Glenn Grothman will not see a Democratic challenger in November. Democrats have decided not to field candidates against Grothman or Congressman Mike Gallagher of Green Bay in November. Page 2, Winnebago County Executive John Damel has gotten what he wanted. The county board has decided to reorganize county management and hire a COO. The chief operating officer will make about $115,000 per year. The county board also decided to build a facility to house violent sex offenders, build additional storage and a morgue at the county sheriff's office, and add a number of private aircraft hangars at Whitman Regional Airport. With gasoline now at nearly $5 a gallon, some Oshkosh businesses are starting to charge a service fee. One business told Newsworthy they'll add another $5 service fee for every call they make. The business says the fee will continue until gasoline prices drop back to $3.50 a gallon. That could be a long, long time. UW Oshkosh has launched a virtual tour of their campus. Prospective students can now picture what college life looks like by simply going to a website and then eventually coming to campus. Tours available at the UW Oshkosh website now. And Thursday night means Waterfest at the Leach Amphitheater. An Oshkosh favorite, Hairball, is back with their pyrotechnic and bombastic show. Enough said on that. A big, big crowd expected. That's Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Have a great weekend.